There, welcome to this week's episode of the Secret Podcast. And you know, right now as I'm recording this, it is we're closing in on the end of the year, and it's 2025, and we're looking at 2026. It's just around the corner. However, I do want to say that whenever you're listening to this, what I'm about to say is applicable. It is something that is timeless. However, if you are listening to this at the end of 2025 or any year, I want to wish you a lovely end to your year, a holiday, lovely holiday season, and wishing you a beautiful new year. And I'm going to dive in now. So today's episode is called Your Manifesting Compass for 2026. 2026 is just a few days away. And it's a great time to reflect on what we want to carry forward and what we are ready to leave behind. As I've been doing my own year-end reflection, I realized something incredibly important when it comes to manifesting with ease. We've been completely lied to about what ease actually feels like, especially in manifesting circles. And I'm pretty sure this lie is keeping you stuck. It's there's a high level of possibility. So here's what creates confusion about ease in manifesting. Thinking alignment means every single thing needs to feel effortless. Confusing inspired action with any action that feels good, as long as it feels good. Mistaking ease for doing nothing or not trying. Almost everything we think we know about manifesting with the energy of ease is actually backwards. So what does ease actually feel like? In your body, ease feels like expansion over contraction. So your shoulders relax instead of hunching up. Your breathing deepens. There's a sense of space opening up inside you. Emotionally, ease feels like excited anticipation, not anxious, like, you know, that anxiety or feeling like you need to rush or push ahead. It's calm, confidence, and not frantic hope. You feel energized, but not wired, motivated, but not stressed. So ease energetically, what does it feel like? It feels like momentum, like doors opening just as you approach, like the right people showing up at exactly the right time, like you're being carried forward rather than feeling like you have to drag yourself forward. So ease, of course, from this context, you can tell that ease doesn't mean no effort. It means aligned effort that energizes you rather than depletes you. Ease doesn't mean staying comfortable. It can include challenge that feels exciting and expansive and rather than stressful. Ease doesn't mean being passive. It means being responsive, moving when you feel the pull, resting when you need to recharge. So here's something to take note of. There's a few points that you can tell where it might seem like it's ease, but it isn't. So here's what we often mistake for ease, right? Comfort zone activities. So feeling like you're in your comfort zone. So it's familiar, but it's not necessarily energizing. The other thing is avoiding anything difficult, which often creates more problems later, because a lot of what we need to do, like a lot of what we are called to do as we move towards our desires, as we are in the midst of attracting our desires, doesn't always feel effortless. It does not always feel like it's the easiest thing to do. So another thing that we can mistake for ease is like feeling like we have to wait for everything to be perfect, which of course keeps us stuck in place, stuck in analysis paralysis. So what does real ease feel like? Real ease feels like flow, like you're swimming downstream instead of constantly battling everything upstream. So your manifesting response system, your thoughts, your emotions, your energy that makes up your manifesting response system. So you will know the difference in your manifesting response system. So when you think about your true desires, what you're wanting to attract, your MRS, your system expands. There's a sense of, yes, this, even if you don't know exactly how it's going to happen, right? So when you think about false desires, though, the things you think you should want, your body contracts. There's a sense of, I have to do this. So the magic happens when you learn to recognize and follow real ease instead of what you think ease should feel like. So here's my invitation as we step into 2026, or, you know, any time that wherever you're at in your in time right now. What if you used this deeper understanding of ease as your compass for what to carry forward with you? So look at your current manifesting goals and dreams. When you think about them, does your body feel relaxed? Do you feel expansion with that yes, this feeling, or do you notice contraction? Are you feeling excited anticipation or anxious rushing? So look at your manifesting practices. Which ones create that sense of momentum we talked about? Which ones feel like aligned action and movement that energizes, not depleting effort that drains you? So look at your vision for the year, this new year that's coming up. Where do you sense that feeling of being carried forward versus feeling like you're dragging yourself forward? What feels like doors opening as you approach versus constantly battling upstream? So what would you choose to carry into 2026 if real ease was your only criteria? So here's to a 2026 filled with the kind of ease that energizes, expands, and brings your desires right into your reality like magic. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed. I love making every single episode, and I truly enjoyed this one as well. Here's to, I'm sending you lots and lots of sparkling manifesting vibes. I want to say that first. And here's to manifesting anything and everything you want.